coming up on All Access.
All right.
Stick together, we play for each other. Everything we got tonight. Line on three, one, two, three, four.
Runs it left, cuts it back inside, spinning his way into the end zone.
How we seize the moment, fellas. How we seize the moment.
Now we gotta finish, like we finished tonight.
I tried to do my best Jackie Slater impression in there in that short yardage and goal line. And, you know, it was fun to get in there and mix it up, especially when the play goes well for us.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
Go! Yes! I'm not gonna give him this free one. Go, 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 go!
You know, they're second in the league in rushing offensively. They're first in the league in sacks. They're first in the league in three and outs on defense. So we have a lot of respect for Buffalo, the job that Coach Marone has done there this year.
Was their most impressive win of the year, and with it, the Patriots clinched their 10th AFC East title in the last 11 years. Happy holidays, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. There is one more task left for New England this regular season. Win over the Bills on Sunday, and the Patriots will earn a well-deserved first-round bye and a week off. Lose, it's too many possibilities to explain, and most of them aren't very good. Before we preview the Bills game, let's look back at the Patriots' win over the Ravens.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Outwork them on every play. Let's go.
It's going to be hard. We stick together. We play for each other. Everything we got tonight. Line on three. One, two, three.
Where?
Hey, 60 minutes. Start to finish. We finish this game, all right?
All right.
Blunt, look for an opening right, cuts it back left. LeGarrette back
on
it. And he cars past the 45 to midfield.
Just like that.
LeGarrette takes the handoff, runs it to the right, spinning across the plane of the goal line, reaching forward for a Patriots touchdown.
There you go, Edgy. Let's go, James.
He's doing a really good job in the right corner, bro.
All right. Listen to me. On these outside runs, if it's there, it's there. If it's not, stick your outside foot in the ground and go.
Flacco steps up, throws to the right. That ball's going to be tipped by Dante Hightower, and then the deflection intercepted. The Patriots have the theft by Logan Ryan.
Hey, what I'm talking about. Just like practice. Nice job under communication. Just keep talking, man. Just keep talking.
Tom takes the step, throwing to the near side. Catch is made by Vereen, and he's in for a Patriots touchdown.
Team in the white jerseys came to play today on the road, boys.
Now, they've had two pass interference penalties. So the best thing is we took advantage of both of them. We got to keep grinding at these guys and keep beating them up. Let's go.
All right, look. It's going to become a throwing game now, okay? We still got to respect Rice on the checkdowns and the screen, okay? Which they ran. All right, well, let's get the quarterback off the spot.
Flacco retreats in the pocket, again Jones. Chased by Chandler Jones, and Flacco throws that ball to the near side, incomplete, to avoid the sack.
Get off, and then go get the quarterback. That's what we're doing. That's what we want. Nice job. Hey, fellas, this is the point in the game right here, okay? We stop him right here, we're going to get the ball around midfield. Now, this is the time we got to put this away. Like, this is the time, all right? Let's go.
Flacco drops back, pressured by the Patriots. Dante Hightower wraps up Flacco, who lost a throw down the right side for Pettit, and that ball is knocked away incomplete by Jamie Collins.
Come on, let's go end this thing.
The out-of-the-eye handoff to Ridley, maneuvers up the left side of the 20-yard line and continues to push the pile forward on the first down rush. Brady hands it off to Blunt, runs it left, cuts it back inside, spinning his way into the end zone.
It's how we seize the moment, fellas. It's how we seize the moment.
shotgun snap to Taylor, eludes him, he careens into the end zone, and Chandler Jones picks it up, and Chandler Jones has a touchdown.
Way to go, Josh.
Great game, bud. Great game. Way to step in there, man. That was awesome. Chris.
Hey, nice.
We got a t-shirt. Dad had a t-shirt, huh?
All right, man, congratulations. Congratulations for the AFC East Championship. Damn good job. You earned it. You earned it. All week, we talked about preparation. It's a great week of preparation. Came out here and played just the way we wanted to play. Now we got to finish, like we finished tonight. That's a hell of a job, fellas. That's a hell of a job. Come down here and do this. That's a hell of a job.
Right. That being said, Yuletide greetings to you all.
Amen.
And how do we feel about being AFC East champs? Oh,
yeah! Hi, I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. The Patriots will soon usher in a new year with what seems an annual right here. Playoff football. Even before beating Baltimore last weekend, the Pats earned their 11th division title in 13 years. Now as they host Buffalo on the final Sunday of 2013, they can secure a postseason bye for the first weekend of 2014. Such redundant playoff repetition deserves a toast, especially considering that in other cities like Houston, Atlanta, and Washington, all home to division winners only 12 months ago, fans will ring in the new year singing literally, of Auld Lang Syne. Well, in New England, football's good old days are here again. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. I'm Mike Reese, sitting in for Scott Zolak, joined by Coach Belichick. And Bill, congratulations. Another AFC East championship, 10 in the last 11 years, and I know they're all special. How would you define this one?
Well, it's very special, and I think our players have really done a good job all year of just competing and fighting, and hasn't always been perfect. There's certainly been a lot of times when, we haven't done things the way we'd like to do them, but in the end, they really came through their best game of the year against the Ravens, and that's what we needed, that's what we got, and they deserve a lot of credit for that. It's a tough place to play in a good football team, and they played well on Sunday.
The way you guys play it on offense in terms of running the ball, it seemed like, the effectiveness of maybe multiple tight ends, two backs. How much of that was game plan versus the way the game sort of unfolded? You guys got out early in the game.
Right, we did, and that certainly helped to be able to play them from ahead. But, we felt like we'd be able to be competitive running the ball against them, and, we were able to do it. And as you said, certainly the score helped us do that, so. I think that was a big part of it. Just, they've got a good pass rushing team and a good defense. You hate to let those guys just crank it up play after play.
Defensively, you often say sacks can sometimes not always tell the story in terms of how you pressure an opposing quarterback. You did have four sacks. How much was Joe Flacco, sort of his knee and any part of his, mobility a factor in the way you guys approached your game plan?
It's funny. At times it looked like he was having trouble moving, and then other times when he scrambled out there, we were having a hard time catching him. Rob Ninkovich and Chandler a couple times, those guys run well. I don't say he was outrunning them, but he was able to, keep enough separation to get out of the pocket and throw. So I don't know. There are plays where it didn't look good, then there are the plays where it didn't look bad. So, it's kind of on a individual play basis, how it played out.
Another thing is expert predictions, and a couple players were quick to remind me when I went into the locker room after the game that I maybe missed on this game. I'm curious if you've ever noticed just players maybe rallying around the idea that they sense that even though they can't control what other people say, that maybe there's a sense out there, that people don't believe in them and that they rally around that.
I feel like every game we go into, we feel like we can win. We feel like if we play well and do the things that we need to do, that we'll be able to win the game. I've never felt like we've gone into a game, without that feeling. So regardless of what anybody else thinks, I think the most important thing is what our team thinks. And You know, I think it's not an overconfidence, but it's a confidence that if we perform well, that we'll come out on the top end. And I think that's the way you want to go into the game. At least that's the way we try to go into them.
Bill, thank you very much. We'll be back a little bit later in the show to talk about the Buffalo Bills.
Coming up on All Access.
Listen in as we bring you the best of the Patriots, wired for sound throughout the year.
It's a football game. You're going to get hit.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Chandler Jones. My teammates and I are so grateful to have the best fans in the NFL. We want to say thank you for all your support and Happy New Year's.
Patriots All Access is presented by GEICO.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Finishing the regular season is the key this week. Dan Rhodes tells us how the Patriots' laser-like focus will be needed this week.
And the Patriots win it running away. The AFC East champions for the 11th time since 2001.
Thanks to an impressive romp at Baltimore last Sunday, the Patriots are AFC East champions for the fifth straight season. But they also realize this is only the first step in what they hope is a path to much greater success down the postseason road.
We're one of those teams that, you know, our whole season's ahead of us. I mean, you think that we played for 15 games, but there's still a lot to be seen with this team, and I think that's an exciting point for us.
The ball is taken away by Tavon Wilson.
One of the many bright spots from Sunday, after going a disappointing -3 in the turnover department over the previous five games, the Pats were a +4 with three interceptions and a fumble return for a touchdown.
When you create turnovers, especially in this business, it makes things somewhat a little bit easier on both sides of the ball. But we have to constantly just remind ourselves that that's the best way to play defense.
Next up, the Buffalo Bills, a team that played the Pats tough in the season opener and a team that blanked the Dolphins 19-0 Sunday in Buffalo.
They're playing one of the best defenses in the league. The team sacked the quarterback more than anybody in the whole league. They got, I think, second most interceptions. So put a lot of pressure on you offensively. And we're going to have to find ways to answer because they do a really great job.
There's plenty at stake against the Bills Sunday for the Pats. The biggest prize, a first-round bye and a home playoff game if they emerge with a win.
For us, our main focus is just going out this week and beating Buffalo. I mean, if we get a bye, we get a bye. If we don't get a bye, we don't get a bye. But the only thing that we can control is going out, having a good week of practice, and then going out and beating a team that we know as a division opponent is always going to be a tough competitor.
With a win, the Patriots can finish a perfect 8-0 at home here at Gillette Stadium. They would be the sixth Patriots team to do that since the 2003 season. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots special teams captain Matthew Slater. I want to go right to the tackle that you made on Jacoby Jones. Describe that in the celebration after that play, which is really uncharacteristic of you, but it looked like you were just trying to get the team up. Is that true or what?
Well, the emotions were definitely running high that game. You know, we have a long history with Baltimore, and recently things haven't been going our way, so... We just wanted to come out and play with a lot of emotion and, you know, play with a sense of urgency.
There's no question about that. The celebration, did you think that up or just instinctively come?
That was for a friend of mine that plays on the Ravens.
Oh! Yeah.
So it was friendly. It was friendly, you know, friendly competition or whatnot.
After the game, you're put in a position where you get to do the Teddy Bruschi thing now. You break down the team.
How do we feel about a victory Monday?
How special is that where the whole team gathers around you and you break them down?
You know, it's very humbling. You know, knowing the history of the guys that have done that and what it means to our team, it's a special thing for us, especially when we're celebrating a victory. So I'm humbled that I'm the guy that they look to for that. And it's always a lot of fun when we win a game. So especially a game like that.
How do we feel about being AFC East champs?
You had a block on the LeGarrette Blount touchdown that was able to spring him a little bit. Talk about that play, if you would.
I tried to do my best Jackie Slater impression in there in that short yardage and goal line. And, you know, luckily they didn't run behind me. They ran away from me. So kind of gave me some shelter there. But, you know, it was fun to get in there and mix it up, especially when the play goes well for us.
As the captain, are you the buffer between Belichick and the rest of the players? Do players come to you and do you go to Belichick for them? What's your role as captain off the field?
From time to time, I'm the buffer, but the big buffer's Tom. So, you know, if somebody comes to me, I might go to Tom and then let him do it. I think he's got a little bit more clout than I. So, you know, but there are a lot of different things that we're asked to do as captains. And I think for me, I just like to listen and try to be an encourager. At the end of the day, our leader, our team leader is Tom Brady, and we all look to him. He sets the tone for us. And, you know, as he goes, we go. So,
happy holidays to you.
Likewise.
Matthew Slater, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Pats, they're running the ball again. I love it, and it's December going into January. So here's the big question. If the Pats need 2 yards, got to have it situation, which back on the current roster would you want toting the rock?
Look, any critical third down situation, I want Shane Vereen on the field. Even if the plan is to run the ball, I want the defense having to defend both the pass and the run. And that's what happens when a healthy Shane Vereen is on the field.
Third and short, the answer is simple. The best, biggest, most productive running back the Patriots have, LeGarrette Blount, averaging nearly 5 yards a carry for the season. Last 8 games, he's averaged better than 4 yards a carry. And oh, by the way, guess what? 250 pounds. If there's no hole there, he'll make a hole and go 2 yards, move the chains. LeGarrette Blount, simple.
Okay, Ridley, he's starting to get a little bit of life, and I'm starting to trust him more. But for me, right now, the only guy I want running the rock right now in that situation is LeGarrette Blount. Physical, strong back. He's proven that he's not going to cough it up in a big-time situation. All right, but forget about what I think. I want to know what you think. It's the holiday season. Send in your questions in your comments to patriots.com/PCPdebate and let me know what you think. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, here again with Coach Belichick to talk about the Buffalo Bills. And what are some of the things that stand out different about them now than when you saw them week one?
Well, you know, there wasn't really a lot to go on in week one based on, you know, new coach, new coordinators, preseason games where they're playing a lot of people trying to, you know, get a feel for their team. I think certainly you can see the way their team's evolved and, you know, they're second in the league in rushing offensively. They're first in the league in sacks. They're first in the league in three and outs on defense. So they've really been able to, over 15 regular season games, establish a very high level of performance in different areas. And overall, they're a good, solid football team. They obviously dominated Miami last week, and, you know, that's a team we played 2 weeks ago. So, you know, we know where Miami's at. So we have a lot of respect for Buffalo and the coach that and the job that Coach Marone has done there this year.
I wanted to ask you about Coach Marone because you mentioned, you know, it seems like the defensive front is a strength for them. What do you see from that group, and how do they put pressure on you?
Well, that's a very good group. They put pressure on you with both pressure blitzes and also just their regular four-man rush. And, you know, I've got a lot of production from you know, Hughes, from Kyle Williams, from Mario Williams, all three of those guys have over 10 sacks, which you don't see that very much in the National Football League these days where you get that kind of distribution on the pass rush. So They got a lot of different guys. Their nickel corner had two sacks last week against Miami. So, you know, you got to be ready for all of them and not only just knowing who's coming, but then you actually step up there and block them. And that's, you know, that's a hard part, too, and get away from their defenders. You know, two guys that are very good players for them we didn't play against in the first game, and that's Gilmore and Bird in the secondary. So I think those are two guys that came back to the team around midseason that have really given them some good solid play in the secondary, have covered guys, forced the quarterbacks to hold the ball a little bit, given the pass rush a chance to get there, and so forth. So, you know, it's a very good defensive football team.
All right, now it's time for our Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. It comes from @FredN, and the question, Bill, is Vince Wilfork. Seeing him on the sidelines sort of joining the team, even though he's on injured reserve, what do you hope that he can maybe pass along to his teammates as a captain, even though he's not playing but still being part of the team?
Well, we've had both Vince and Gerard on the sideline for several games this year, and, of course, those guys bring a great deal of experience, confidence, and just, you know, football savvy to the game, teams that they played against, situations they've been in. And, you know, I think that there's times on the bench and during the game that they can, you know, just see what they see and kind of relay it to the players. And when, you know, when you're playing, it's harder to do that because you're concentrating on your job. You're not trying to, you know, help everybody else. You're just trying to communicate and all get on the same page. But when you're not playing, sometimes it gives you an opportunity to, you know, to actually give some information and a perspective on the game that can be very helpful. And I know that, you know, our guys that are playing, some of our younger players, you know, really appreciate what both Vince and Gerard have done for us.
I don't know if you noticed this, but after Logan Ryan's first interception, Vince is on the sideline. He actually pulled out a piece of paper and started writing notes on it. I said he's channeling his inner Belichick there, because I always see you doing that. I don't know if you noticed that or, you know.
I missed it, but no, it doesn't surprise me. Vince is a very astute guy. You know, he pays attention to all the little things, and he's got a good understanding of the entire defense, not just defensive line play, but you know, all of our concepts and, you know, the core fundamentals of defensive football.
All right. If you want to ask a question to the coach, you can do so on Twitter @Patriots, #AskBB. Happy holidays, Bill, and best of luck against the Bills.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this with more All Access.
Coming up on All Access.
Coach Belichick breaks down an improving Buffalo Bills team on the Belistrator.
He can score from anywhere on the field, so he's, I mean, really an explosive guy.
And later, the Patriots continue to spread good cheer in this season of giving.
Do all the nurses here have crush on you with that accent?
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Celebrate the season. It's Customer Appreciation Month at Subway. Enjoy two of your favorites for $2 each, a 6-inch cold cut combo or meatball marinara. Subway, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Happy New Year to the best fans in the NFL.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Well, here's a little holiday gift for all Patriot fans. Listen in as we present to you Patriot players and coaches from this season, mic'd up.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
How you doing?
It wasn't normal not playing you guys last year. I don't know what happened.
Go.
Let's go, Nate.
Manuel steps up now, hit by Minkovic, wrapped up, and the ball comes loose.
Ball.
New England recovers on a strip sack.
That's a nice job of keeping Roethlisberger in the pocket. That's where we want him. Hey, back up! Back up! Back up! Hey, do we have this? Timeout.
Might be alert for a timeout now.
Timeout! Looks like to me Meacham's hands are low.
Yeah.
Can you slap them?
Slap them and pull.
Yeah, okay. All right, great.
25 from the 33. Roethlisberger pumps in the pocket, wrapped up. He's going to go down again. Chandler Jones was the first man there for the Patriots. Keenan Ridley up the middle.
That was Steve.
It's a football game. You're going to get hit.
Takes the snap. Rolls right. Throws to the end zone. Catches Reed. Touchdown. Danny Amendola.
You tell me.
Loose. It's on the trip, and the Patriots had a shot at it. Ball still squirming free.
Who got it? Well, I seen him come up a little bit, like, and I thought he was gonna screen it. So I stopped for a little bit. I seen the running back come up.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let's go to
now Flacco moves under center, hands it to Rice, runs it right, has a first down carry to the three, tackled by Rob Ninkovich. Well, it seems like he had a first down rush. It's close.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
And the Ravens are going to be left short by several inches.
Come on, I seen him come over the center. I was like, this. I'm not going to give him this free one.
Go! Hey, let's show some toughness, all right? Let's show some toughness.
Ready off the shotgun step. Pressure from his right, from Cameron Jordan. Moves up. Tom on the run, across the 20-yard line. Slides down inside the 15 for the first and 10 forthcoming.
Hey, good job. You know what? We can do better than that, all right? Let's get in the end zone. Alpha, we go!
Brady off the shotgun step, steps up, throws down the middle, catch made by Austin Cully, moves upfield.
Clock!
Get open.
Alpha, go!
Tom under pressure, throws it to the near side, catch is made by Austin
Cully.
He's brought down to the 16-yard line.
Clock! Head!
Brady throws it to the end zone for Ken Brown. Tompkins leaping,
he got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Ken Brown, Brady. Tompkins!
Brady's back!
Great play, baby. Great play. Great job, Wendy. Great job.
All right, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Buffalo Week.
It's the last game of the year, the regular season.
But regardless of who's playing quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, there's one guy that can make people miss. His name's C.J. Spiller from Clemson University.
Yeah, he's
big
good.
Top draft.
He's good. So what's he good at, though?
Best
I'm the quarterback.
He's good at setting up the defender. So I come and I take the draw fake, or actually the handoff. Now, you get up on that defender. The one thing he does, he'll break you down, meaning he's going to make you commit inside or outside. He knows where he's going. You don't. So, say you commit inside, you plant, and he's bouncing, and he's looking for space. So, it's not like they mow you down. They get after you. So, what is imperative for the defense that has had some trouble tackling guys in space?
You got to see what you hit. And don't be looking at his shoulders moving around or his head bobbing back and forth. Take a look right at his hips. Keep your eyes up. Don't put your head down. If you put your head down, he'll go right by you. There's your 70-yard touchdown because he can accelerate. Yeah. So when he comes back, keep your head up. Use your leverage. Get low. And then with a guy like Zoe, obviously you're going to need some help.
Hey.
But Spiller, one guy, as long as you get your hands on him, you can take
him
down.
Plus, it's going to be cold, and I'm carrying that ball like that. What are you going to do?
Like a bread basket.
Boom!
That's hot. Look at that. It's a 3D for you.
Hey, what else, man? Got a new year coming up?
What's your New Year's resolution? What are you going to do?
I want to dance better than Christian Fourier. That's all I want to do.
Let's just do it right now. Let's go.
And my New Year's resolution would be to teach you guys
how to dance, and clearly that could take a while. Thanks, guys. The Patriots will close out the regular season at home against division rival Buffalo this Sunday. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week. Now, the Bills are the most efficient red zone team in the NFL. The problem for them is getting there. Can the Pats defense hold them off on Sunday? And speaking of that, they certainly have the playmakers who can take it the distance. With Fred Jackson banged up, expect C.J. Spiller to have a bigger role. He's one of the league's leading rushers for a reason. And after recording four takeaways against the Ravens last week, the Patriots greatly improved their turnover differential. A large part of that is because of rookie Logan Ryan. He has 5 interceptions so far on the season, the most among rookies in the NFL. That'll do it for the storylines this week. Now let's see what they're saying in Buffalo. It's time for our opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
The Bills lost to the Patriots on the final play of the game way back in week one. They'd like nothing more than to knock off New England in the regular season finale.
We have not won up there, you know, in Gillette Stadium. We know we're going to have to play extremely well. And our players are looking forward to it. They really are, of that challenge.
So there you have it. Now let's send things over to Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
All right, got the coach with me now, which means it's time for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Coach, Buffalo, a lot of firepower on offense, regardless of who's playing a quarterback.
They are. They're very explosive. And, of course, it all starts right here with Spiller and against Kansas City, who's a pretty good defensive team. You know, he starts up here on a little off-tackle play, cuts it back, and then this is where he's really dangerous. One-on-one in the open field with a corner or a safety or an outside linebacker, whoever he gets matched up on. He's got great quickness and a burst. And here he, you know, outruns the safety and, you know, turns this run into a, you know, 70-yarder.
I mean, it seems like we've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this with you. If it's not Freddie Jackson, it's Spiller, it's somebody else. They always find a way to crease him.
Boy, they do. But and this guy is just – Spiller's just so explosive back there. You know, and you think about their offense and, you know, there's not many teams in the league that have these kind of big plays in the running game. Here's one against Atlanta, you know, where he comes in and, again, the safety's got a shot at him. The end kind of falls back in. And then, you know, these secondary guys get tied up a little bit, and he's gone.
Yeah, it seems so. It's so imperative that your safeties take really good angles because they're the last level of defense.
Yep. I mean, Trufant runs him down here after a 70-yard run, but, you know, he's so explosive and can change field position in one play. And half the plays, it looks like he's stopped. Here's another one where he comes up the middle on a little zone play. You can see he's got nice patience coming into the line of scrimmage, kind of waits for that hole to open up, and then accelerates and bursts through it. Again, doesn't need a lot of room. Now breaks it back to the outside.
Great ability to make people miss.
Yeah, he can score from anywhere on the field. So he's, I mean, really an explosive guy and, you know, a big part of their offense. Another guy who's really done a good job for him is Goodwin, draft choice from Texas. And he's, you know, got a lot of speed. They love to get him on these go routes or deep post patterns. Where he can just, you know, use his acceleration. He does a nice job here releasing off the line of scrimmage. And now he's on top of the corner. Manuel does a good job putting the ball out there. And it's all over.
It seems like they're receivers. Not that they teach it that way. But if you take away the outside, they won't hesitate to jump inside, then get back vertical.
They do a very good job of that. And here's Goodwin again, you know, matched up against Cromartie here from the Jets. You know, who we know is pretty good on these deep balls, but you can see he blows right by him, too. They have the ability offensively to make the big plays, whether it's in the passing game or in the running game to Spiller. They got a lot of different guys that can do it, and they're a very explosive, dangerous team.
It's a team you know. It's a division team. Last one of the year. Go get them.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam. Celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. This week on Totally Patriots, it's week 17. We can't believe it's over. We're going to take a look back on the season, give you the best of Tilted.
Do I pick my nose? Sometimes.
Cut. Can we cut that?
The best of Pat's Chat.
I can tumble. I can flip.
Handstand coming up. Make some noise for him, ladies and gentlemen.
and a whole bunch of other highlights.
There were a ton of them this season. Join us. Don't miss it this Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Patriots players spent some time this holiday season trying to brighten the spirits of some very deserving youngsters at Children's Hospital.
You got an Australian accent?
You got a football accent.
Yeah!
Do all the nurses here have crush on you with that accent?
Packages were wrapped, toys were selected, and a good time was had during this very special time of year.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. It's my favorite time of the year, and I'm not going to throw you guys under the bus on purpose. But let's just back up a little week, because last week you guys said, I think you both agreed that they didn't, I'm not going to say they didn't have a shot, but you thought they were going to lose.
I did. And that's pretty much been the story of my season. If you've been looking at my record, it hasn't been very good.
At least you're man enough to say that. But
every week, I'm getting a little tired of it.
What have we learned? Yeah. About this football team.
You know, I'll lead off here. I think, to me, I don't feel any differently about the team this week than I did the week before or the week before that, Steve. I think they can beat anyone in the NFL. I also think they can lose to anyone in the NFL. So what I take from this game against the Ravens was the way they won the game. To me, that was what was different. Physicality, running the football, showing the commitment to do that, and also how important turnovers are to a vulnerable defense.
This pendulum and the way it swings and the way we swing with it, okay? Now, do we look at this football team and are we saying they beat the Baltimore Ravens, but the Baltimore Ravens were a flawed football team? You look at Joe Flacco, who could barely move. Or is this a Super Bowl contending team that some fans want to jump on the bandwagon
with? Well, I think a lot of people are sort of trending toward the latter, and I look at it, and Mike talks about this every week, and it's unbelievable to me how each week is taken toward a microcosm of what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. They lost to an 8-7 Miami team 2 weeks ago, and it was almost as if there's no way this team can possibly win a playoff game. Matter of fact, they might just be better off losing, and could they beat Buffalo in that last game if they had to for a playoff survival? People were looking past Baltimore as if they had no chance. Now you take that bad performance in Miami and you go to Baltimore and you win so impressively, and it's the opposite. I think what Mike said right at the top is right. This team is capable of beating anybody they play, and they're also capable of struggling against anybody they play. You just have to let the games unfold.
But
I don't know how good the team is, but I know how tough the team is, and that gives you a chance.
Can you say that about any football team in the National Football League?
Well, I think at this level, the teams that are in the championship hunt, probably so, Steve, but maybe I look at it more from a Patriots perspective because I feel like I've seen every game and I know them more intimately. To me, a couple things stand out. This league is a moving target. Everything changes the picture from week to week. What's the health of your roster? What's the matchup look like? You know, the Broncos are going to stress you more, or in a different way, I should say, than, let's say, the Bengals or the Chiefs. And so what's the status of your roster health-wise, and how do your strengths match up against the opponent's strengths and weaknesses? So to me, it's very hard to think big picture. That's why Bill Belichick's always talking about that short-term focus.
How do you handle the Buffalo Bills? And obviously, they're a beatable football team, and Patriots control their own destiny right now.
Yeah, you better handle that front, because they have a lot of different guys that I think they're number one in the league in sacks. And they have four different guys that get those. It's not like a one-man show. It's not like you can just shut down J.J. Watt and you'll be okay in the pass rush here. Buffalo is starting to build some things. They have some pieces in place.
Don't we say that every year about Buffalo?
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was going. I still am not necessarily convinced. I think you can run on them, and offensively they're just so limited that I think you should be able to get a lead on them and bury them.
Questions at quarterback for the Bills. I think I look at it from a Patriots perspective. Season finales in recent years, one of the big questions has been, well, how often are the starters going to play? How's Bill Belichick going to manage the roster? None of those questions this week, because they still have a lot to play for. You want to win this game, and you want to get that first-round playoff bye. So I think that, to me, is where I would focus this week for the Patriots. But overall, I would expect all hands on deck. You got to win this game, and you want to keep that momentum going into the playoffs.
Prediction time.
Yeah, I like the Patriots in the game, and for the reason Mike said, I think they understand how important it is. The difference between 2 and potentially 3 or 4 is enormous, especially for this team with how banged up it is. I think they get a lead early, and I think Buffalo sort of packs it in once they fall behind. And, you know, I could see the Patriots winning this game 31-17.
I'll go 27-17 Patriots. Keep that momentum going into the playoffs.
Right, so the good news is we're close again. The bad news is we're never right. So.
Well, I think you will be right this week. The other question I have as we end this segment is,
Do the Patriots get that top seed? Do you see Denver losing in Oakland?
I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
You know, huge loss for them with Von Miller, but I don't see them losing to Oakland.
And I'm not sure home field even matters that much, as much, I should say, as it has in the past.
The first round bye matters. All right, guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much.
Happy holidays.
You too. But that would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. As Mike said, happy holidays, everyone. See you later.